Oh no, Arba'a Kesef, may Estrim Arba'a Kesef, Lisela, Shus Lamekach. So it's four.
The Mishnah is trying to define what? What's the shear of?
Oh no.
Oh no. So how does it work? Go ahead.
So it's 4 out of 24.
Simply put, it's 4 out of 24, 1/6. Okay, a bar kesef, me'esr a bar kesef, lasella. Rashi.
Rashi hona arba a kesef, maos. Maos kesef, shem shesh bedinar.
The six maos means just giving you the over, okay.
Yeah. May Esrim Varba Kesef Lasela. Im Haya Hamekach Bidmeha Sela, Shehu Chavtad Mos. So if the sale is for a Sela, which is Chavtad Mos, Dehashtya Havya Ona Shtus Lamekach. Because now, if you have 4 Kesef on top of those 24, it's going to be Ona, 6 of the Mekach. Chayav Lahashiv Lo, Kol Ona Aso, Arba Kesef. So the mocher, you're chayv to return all the ona, which is 4 kesef.
What's the case? The mekach was
24.
So that's going to establish the ona as what?
4.
As 4. So chayv lahashiv lo kol ona also. So the he's talking about the mocher, I assume. Okay, whatever.
It's two ways to
learn it,
right?
Well, Wilson said, okay. All right, so it's slaves to be, all Rashi says, Rashi's very non-committal here. He just says he's chayef to be mesh of the anah. Okay, that's for sure. That's for sure, okay. Go ahead.
Okay, ad masai mutter lahachzir. How long do you have? Ad kidei shiyar l'tagar l'krovo.
So that's going on what? On the shtus.
Right.
So what does Rashi say?
Ad masai mutter l'hachzir mishnes ane. So the one who had the unah done to him, how long does he have to return it? Or to go back?
To retrieve the unah, right?
Or to be about the mekach, right?
Or to be mevatel mekach.
How do you know that?
That's machlokes.
Rashi says that.
Huh? Rashi. V'hadinak lashon mutter la'ashmeinan deleika afilu mishapara la'achzer mekach o shi'itein lo ona aso.
Yeah, they have trouble with this Rashi, right? What is Rashi? Ricky Vega has a problem, right?
He does.
Ricky Vega has. Let's say plain shot. What does it mean? What? Mishin is on it. I didn't have a Russian mutter. What's got to do with mutter? He should say, Ad Masa Yocho.
Right, it's like an essert to go back after that.
Yeah, Yelo. Ad Masa Yelo. That's what Ram has. Ad Masa Yelo Le Hachzer.
Right.
Yelo. It's not mutter. Yelo.
And the way Rashi learned until now, it's a matter of retrieving the shtus.
Right.
So it just should have said, until what time do you have a right to get back your shtus?
Right.
So he says, V'hai denok aloshem mutter, go ahead.
V'ashmi'inan deleika afilu mishapara. V'hachzer amekach o shi'itin lo onaso.
Deleika afilu mishapara l'hachzer amekach. So you would think that l'hachzer amekach there would be a mishapara. So now Rashi's introducing that what? That the Nisana has an option. Am I right?
Yeah.
That the Nisana has an option, that either the Nisana could return the Mekach, say, I'll give you back the Mekach, and you give me back the money, we'll undo the deal. Or else the Nisana has a right to claim what? The shtus, that he was overcharged.
How does that have to do with the lashon?
Mutter is going on, if it was just a matter of claiming the honor, so then you wouldn't need mutter.
Right.
But what do you need mutter for? Because he has an option either to what? To undo the mekach, or to claim the honor. Now, on the undoing of the mekach, you would think you should get a mishpar. Why? Because he's not being omed b'diburo. Because he wanted the mekach. The guy's giving him back the yonah. So what do you want? But his undoing of the mekach is already bringing him into a territory where he's actually changing the conditions that he committed himself to.
Yeah, right.
Correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why does he?
Then he has to do the whole thing all over again. It's a mekathos.
So why wasn't the toss?
Apparently, when there's onoa, right, it's not considered a mekathos.
Right.
That
doesn't necessarily mean that there's no gemiras das for the mecca. Usually mean we have problems here. I mean, until Rashi brought in his master business, it was going along smoothly. But actually the Mishnah brought it in because the Mishnah said mutter.
Right.
Mutter, and he doesn't get a mishapara. Mishapara. They get a mishapara to the office of question. Because it would seem he should get one, because he committed himself to the mecca. Right?
Mm-hmm.
As Ad Kidei Sheyara HaMekach LaTagar O LaEchod Mekrovov. He has enough time to show it to his Krovim, I guess a few hours. Right? Vim Shoho Yoser. Let's say he waited more than the prescribed time. Mochal Al Ona Oso. So there again, you see, it's not a mekach tos. Because if it were a mekach tos, it can't be mochel on the ono.
Yeah, I understand that.
That's why, you know, for instance, that practical halacha that you shouldn't use a ring that has diamonds,
right,
because then it's a mekach tos.
Right.
Because the value is so
disparate.
It's so disparate. It's so incommensurable with the object. That it's not the same object anymore. The person thought they're getting A and they're getting B. So that's what Benetam. Benetam maintains that if the value is off by a certain large amount, then it's a mekach tos, because there's no gemiras das. But apparently, if it's just a shtus, there is gemiras das for a mekach. The problem is there was cheating. So you have to rectify the cheating. And the value deuced to say that is it worth at least a sheva pruta by a wedding.
Oh, that's why?
That's why they introduced it. But that's not all that. That wasn't an original halacha.
Oh, I see.
Here we at here. So you see again, mochal arona, so you see that it was a mekach. It wasn't a mekach tos. Okay.
Funny, this is just
Horebi Tarfim Balud. Ha'ona'a Shmona Kesef, May Ishim Va'arba Kesef, Lisela, Shlish Lamekach. So he said instead of a sixth, it's a third.
So you have to overcharge the guy.
Twice.
Eight.
Right. The Samchu Tagrilud. They were happy about that. They could overcharge more and still have the sale be good. V'amar lahem kol hayom mutter lachzor.
They were the expense of the
Jews.
V'amar lahem kol hayom mutter lachzor. And he said that the lokeach can return.
Continue to get another psak.
He said that you could return all day instead of Kadesh Shiar Latagar. So the Amrulo.
Change his mind all day.
Right. Amrulo, Yaniach Lan Rabbi Tarfa Ben Pomenu, Vechazu Devechacham.
I'm going to need your socks.
That's right. So far, like, I mean, the Mishnah doesn't make any particularization.
It sounds like it's related? Or
sounds something? Like they're both the same. In other words,
right.
That whatever happens to the shtus is going to happen to the
shlush.
To the shlush. Reference to halachas, are they tied together? I don't know. I mean,
well,
it sounds like it,
or else why
not?
Because you can't
split.
You
can't just choose.
You can't split.
They're saying, who's your posik? Are you going like the chachamim, or are you?
It's interesting. I mean, originally, did they have a right to switch to Reb Tarfon? Yes.
It's interesting, that was a big...
If there's an Isser or no, so then if he's aware that he was Ma'ana the guy and he wants to keep the halacha of Lo Sonu, he would have to go back and give him back his money.
Just
the
six or
everything?
That's the
same thing, in other words, but up until the same time period. Once that time period passes...
Well, once the time period passes, the guy's Michael.
Right.
So if he's mochel, so then the seller wouldn't have any chiyuv. He's mochel.
Right. Could he even return
it?
Sales finished.
That the look. I think Rashi explains it a little more.
Yeah.
Right in the Gemara. So let's say let's go.
Itmar.
We don't know too much so far. Just basically.
Itmar. Rav Amar Shtus Mekach Sheninu. Ushmul Amar Shtus Ma'os Nami Sheninu. Rashi Shtus Mekach Sheninu. Dafka. Dafka Katani Masnisan Shtus Lamekach. Shim Ha'una Shtus Lishavio Shal Mekach Havyona. Avalim Pachos O Yoser. He Afalpi Shieshna Shtus Eitzel Ma'os Shinasanze. Inze Karoi Shtus Leo's Bo Dinona.
That was it again. Avol im pachos o yosevim.
So if it was more or less than a shtus of the shavius, even if there is a shtus etzel maos, it's not called a shtus to have the din ona.
Right. No, he's against Shmuel.
Right.
Yeah.
Against Shmuel, because what does Shmuel say? Shmuel says shtus maos nami shenino. That if it's from 5 to 6, it'll also be considered a shtus.
Right.
So shtus mos would be 5 to 6. And shtus mekach would be 6 to 7. To just take the simple case of the lokech and the mocha, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, go further.
V'zehu din ona'a shtus lihios hamekach kayam ve'ein echad yachol lachzor. Ela machzir ona.
Isn't it contradictory to the Rashi and the Mishnah?
Well, it seems so, right?
Right.
Finish it off. Go. Vezeh din ona.
Shtos lios hamekach kayam ve'inechad yochol lachzor.
No, shtos lios hamekach kayam. The einechad yochol lachzor.
Ela machzir ona.
Aval
in pachos mishtos mechilehi ve'ein machzir lo klum v'im yoser al shtos shnehem chozun afilu ratza lahachzir lo ha'ona har shus biad shnehem lachzor hachim ukminon lo kaman.
That's a steer to what I said before, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, the way the Ram Rif learned that is Zevazeh means that the Chdesh Yira means in the two cases of either it's a Shtus or more than a Shtus. I mean, that's what Rashi means there also. It means in the two cases where you can either return it or if it's 1-6 and you can get back your own up.
No, I mean, the Gemara in Nunam and Beis says specifically.
What?
Pachos Mishdus Nikne Mekach. Yosher Ashus Bitul Mekach.
That's the final psak.
Right.
Right, but Rashi before was going on the Mishnah.
Right.
So, apparently, Rashi's jumping to the final psak. What did they do with the Mishnah? Mosai Mutu Lahazir? Apparently, that's not the way we pass it.
Right.
Correct?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you're going to have to say.
Yeah.
But that Rava there says, Zeb Zeb, Ukeshi Yilat Tagal Krovo. He says, Shtus Kanu Masar Na, Zeb Zeb, Ukeshi Yilat Tagal Krovo. So it is going on the din of the Mishnah, that Rava.
Okay.
So
this year,
this year is a
sheer
both things.
And what is Shmuel saying?
Shmuel Amar Shtus Mos Nami Shninu Masnisan Diktani Shtus Lamekach Lava Shavio Shel Mekach Davkakai Ela Kol HaTanai Koroi Mekach Bein Mos Shinitnubo Bein Dme HaChefetz V'chol Tzaj Ata Motzer Shem Shtus Shem Shtus. Oh no, I wasn't sure. Bein Latzad Mos, Uvein Latzad Shavio Shel Chayfetz, Yesh Shum, Shame, Oh no. Vein Kan Lo Mechila Velo Bitel Mekach, Vahashtam Afarish Pogsaya.
Okay, so what does Shmuel say? That there's two types of shtus.
Right.
That there's shtus that by the coins, and shtus by the value. Okay, so therefore, what is he saying? What's shtus by the coins? V'chol tzad sh'ata motzei shem shtus. Oh no, bein latzad mos, bein latzad shav shochefes, yesh shem ono. V'ein kan lo mechilo, v'lo bitul mekach. The Hashtam of Farsh Plutas, Rashi is going with the same shot that he said in the previous Rashi. But he's just saying that Shmuel has two shtusim and Rav only has one. Mm-hmm. And he says, oh, so let's just get those facts. How does that work? Go a little further. He says, the Gemara is going to explain the machlokes. What's the machlokes? Go ahead.
Okay, Shavi Shisa Bechamsha. Shavei shisa b'shiva kui alma lo pligi debasar mekach azlinon ve'ona havya.
That if it's worth what?
Six, and either the guy buys it for five or he sells it for seven, meaning either nisana lokeach or nisana mocher, go basar mekach.
Take it slowly. Shavei shita b'chamsho the nisana mocher. So it's worth six.
Right.
And the guy paid him only five.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely what? A sixth of the Mekach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. O Shavi Shito B'Shiva V'Nasan Lokeach. Or it was worth six, and Lokeach overpaid by one. Kuli Alma Bein L'Rav Bein L'Shmuel Ono. The Shtusi L'Tzad Mekach. Ushmuel shtus mos nami kama v'chol shekein shtus mekach. Okay, let's go.
Interesting kolshkin, huh?
Yeah, it's the kolshkin, yeah. The kolshkin shtus mekach. Okay, well, what's the machlokes? Next one, go ahead.
Ki pligi shavi chamsha b'shisa V'shavi shiva b'shisa. L'shmuel, okay, Rashi, ki pligi shavi chamsha b'shisa. V'nisana lokeach, b'zuz, shehu chomesh l'mekach, v'yoser mishtus huze. That's if you go by the shavis, if you go by sar mekach. Right. Aval etel ma'os shenosan shtusu.
What does that mean?
Meaning the thing was worth five, you paid six. So the extra that you paid, which was one, ended up being 1/6 of the money that you paid.
Well, less than 1/6, more than 1/6 of the value.
Right.
So that's a case. So they're going to have machlokas.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That Rav will say that's not a shtus because it's not mekach. It's not value.
They'll say bittul mekach there.
So he will say bittul mekach.
Right.
And Shmuel says that what?
It's ono.
It's ono. Inami.
Inami shavi shiva b'shisa. Minasana mocher b'zuz. Legabi mekach. Ein kan, legabi mekach ein kan shtus el shvius. Right, because the thing was worth seven and you paid one less, that's only a seventh. Upachos mishtusi. It would be less than a sixth. So Rav would say it's less than a shtus, it would be mechila. But Shmuel would say, since the gabi mos, it's a shtus, it's a no.
Okay, so what does it mean? Okay. That's the one. Keep looking at the shita, the shita, the shita, the shita, the shita. Shmuel, I'm about to mos, I'm leaning, you can hear no. The Rav, I'm about to make a chazin, and shavi cham, shavi shita, bit of mecca. Shavi shita, the 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 shita,
Mishnei Tzadarin be'echad Mishnei Tzadarin.
Isn't that
really
the same?
Very difficult.
Shmuel is a hard shita.
Shmuel is very hard.
There'll be one thing if it was a podcast, either Maus or Mekach. Then
right.
You can define what would be a problem.
Shtus Maus Nami Shininu. Afilu manda amar Shtus Maus Mire Yoser Leilich Acher Shtus Mekach. Sheha Una'a v'hata'os Tluya b'Mekach. Aval ma'os ein ona v'tos tzluya b'hem she'ein tzrichin shuma.
He's there to
say you consider it shtus.
Right.
He considered it ona, and vice versa. Like it's a
any
it's a very pliable halacha here.
Right.
Any tzad ona.
What?
Right. And if the mekach is yeser mishtus and the ma'os is pachas mishtus,
mekach is yeser.
Right.
If the mekach is more,
it's yeser mishtos.
Right.
And the maos is pachos mishtos. It's possible.
I think I am.
You can work it out, right?
Yeah.
So what do you do?
That's why Tosus comes in.
Old point. That how do you have bitla mekach by yeser mishtos if we're saying that the gemiras das is there on the kinyan?
Right.
Or Rashi in the Mishnah, how do you have in the Mishnah that the lokeach has an option? I mean, why does he have an option to be mevatel l'hol mekach? If we're saying that there's gemiras das.
Yep.
Correct? Same question. But you don't have to have Rashi's case in the Mishnah.
Right.
Because Mandy says what he's saying is right, that simply the regular case of more than the shtos. So why is it bittul mekach? Why is it bittul mekach? Yeah. That's what Mendy did. So that's the same
right,
question. And how does Shmuel come out with this adjustable shtus? And what does it mean shtus mekach versus shtus mos?
Mm-hmm.
It's always a matter of how much he was cheated, which is a value thing.
But how much you cheat is an absolute number.
So what's it, in other words, if you're going to say it was worth five and you charged him six, so then that's a different value than six to seven. In other words, it's always the value you cheated by the value of the mekach. But the question is, how much is it? Is it 5 to 6 or 6 to 7?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a question of ma'os or mekach. It's always mekach. Okay, Taisus says something like that. Take a look at Taisus. Shavi chamsha b'shita bitul mekach havi. V'im tama minolan ha dilmo ha havi na mishtus mekach. Tavishtus milabar. Vieshloma de mistama islan lemezel basashtus shaveham mekach שהאונו ועתו סלויה בו. אני לא זאת. ועוד, כשנסענו מוכל או תמצא שטוס מלבר, או whatever. But that's Tosfos Kasher, basically. That when you say it was worth five and you charge six, why do you consider that shtus l'mos? Why don't you consider it shtus l'mekach? And it's milabar. In other words, the rate is milabar. It's always a question of what the rate of the onor is.
I don't know. What's milabar mean?
Inside
or outside of the above and the gar.
Is it inside or outside? When you say a sixth, you mean a sixth of the...
In total.
You have six units, and milabar means you add one more unit. Or one-sixth means you break the whole entity up into six components, and one-sixth, one of those components is a sixth. So Tosfos is asking, what's this got to do with Mos and and with Mekach? It's always Mekach, but the question is the rate. Milabar Milagav. Okay?
I'm sorry.
Mendy's question was that if you say that in a sixth, that more than a sixth, that what's the halacha? That's Bittul Mekach.
Right.
So the question is, it's not a mekach toros, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the answer?
The Torah gave you a zechus to mevatel the mekach.
The Torah was mevatel.
Was mevatel. In other words, the thing is like this: that there's a din of chalos hamekach, and then there's a din of kiyum hamekach. Okay, so the Isser on Noah is an Isser on Kiyum HaMekach. It's not that it's a Mekach Tos. Because a Mekach Tos is only possible, like I told you, if the two parties don't have in mind the same object, it's a Mekach Tos. But over here it's not a Mekach Tos. It's an Isser on Noah. But what does the Isser on Noah accomplish? It accomplishes... The Isser Ono accomplishes one thing, namely that what? That the Kiyum HaMekach becomes impossible to coexist with the Shem Ono.
Yeah.
So the Isser prevents the Kiyum HaMekach b'yad HaLokeach. So therefore what happens? So he has to return it. It's an extraneous system. It's not a system in Chalos HaMekach. It's a separate system for Kiyum HaMekach. Now you can't have Kiyum HaMekach if you have more than a sixth. So therefore you have to return it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Isser Hona, you're saying?
Yes. The
Why
Isser...
Why can't you rectify the Isser by giving back the Hona?
What's that?
You won't have any thing blocking the kiyum.
What do you mean?
You're saying that after a six, it's automatically bit bottle because the kiyum HaMekach can't coexist with the Isser HaNah.
That's right.
But can you rectify the Isser HaNah by giving back the money?
No.
No.
You can't do that because that's exactly what the halacha says, that the Isser HaNah is, so to speak, so egregious that it can't coexist with the Shem Mekach.
Uh-huh.
I'm using a descriptive term, but I think it helps. The Mekach and the Shem Onoa are Tarti de Sasri. Not in terms of the Chalosa Mekach, but in terms of the Isser. The Isurei Mechira that prevail. The Isurei Onoh. So Isurei Onoh step in and they say that this Isser cannot coexist with the Kiyum HaMekach. So the whole thing is bottled. It's a different kind of Bittul HaMekach. I think enters us into the realm, at least, of what's going on with Ono, what the nature of Ono is. Ono is essentially an Isser, but the Isser cannot exist with Kiyam HaMekach. It's an ex post facto system. Correct? It's after the fact.
Ready?
Yeah. This, if you, I would put it this way. I mean, it's good you asked this question. That there's really two frameworks which exist. One framework is the technical halachic framework. That's the framework of Chalos HaMekach. That's correct. But then there is the framework. What's the whole purpose of Chalos HaMekach? So I could have this thing and I could use it, and it could be, it's Kayim Biyadi, and it's mine. I mean, all the benefits. So the Isser Ono addresses itself to the second, to the second institution. The institution of the benefits of being an owner of the Mekach. That it's mine, it's Biyadi, all the practical benefits. The Isser comes in and says it's Usser to have those. So therefore, you have to undo the entire Mekach for all, because for all intents and purposes, there's no value. Okay, it's a, I'm giving it a little bit more of a definition, but you follow what I'm saying? There's two things. In other words, there's the practicality of Kinyanim, and the practical advantage and disadvantage of Kinyanim, and then there's the technical chalos. So Ono goes into the practicality. The practicality of the chalos is that you can be, that the Mekach is Kayim Biyodcha. So the Issa says, no, you cannot have any benefits out of that. You have a case by Shtus, by Shtus, to answer Rabbi Mann's question, it means that the Isser Ono is so egregious that it can't coexist with Kiyam HaMekach, so it's a tie to the Sasri, and the whole thing's bought. Okay, that I think opens up the whole, at least it opens up the door to what Ono really is and where it belongs. Mm-hmm. Okay? Kiyam HaMekach and Eschalos HaMekach. And Ono is Halacha in the Kiyam HaMekach. Okay. So where we have in this Kiyam HaMekach. So if you say you have to be Mahzer, it means that you can't have a Kiyam HaMekach. Okay?
Yeah, so what's it now?
Man for Chazar. From when it's Chal, it's a separate question. That's a separate question for us.
Then you
can have a schus, yourself. I'd like to take a more basic question. Like, what's the difference between a shtus and yeser al shtus?
Right. If it's a tarti of sasri, it should be bottle out of shtus also. Because there's an yeser al not a shtus. Right?
Well, what do we say by shtus?
Yeser al not. You're chayt because of the ma'at and the al not.
Kono ma'zer al not.
But you're over the yeser.
I mean, we're going like Rashi now, the, you know, the final way, that if it's a, if it's less than a shtos, it's machila.
Right.
And if it's a shtos, so it's machzer ono. It's machzer ono. Okay. Okay. And if it's more than a shtos, so it's bitl mekach. Okay. Good question. Good question. What's the answer? What's the answer? That's a good question. What's the difference now between shtos, whereas there's no bitl mekach, and what? And
according
less than a shtus.
It's possible to be bitl mekach.
With what?
According to the Mishnah, it's possible.
Yeah, okay, that's a separate. Fine. But let's just take it simply. So the let's simplify. So therefore, the question. So your question is, what's the difference? How would you formulate the difference between what? Between shtus and less than shtus, where he's chayef in machzer ono. Go ahead. Okay. Well, you know, on the mekach. So how come we can tolerate it in less than a shtus? In a shtus.
So we're over the
Esrim. Exactly.
You're over the Esrim in the Torah.
Formula. If you worked on it for a week, you're right. Put it in enough time. So the formulation is like this. There's a difference between a tarti and a sasri, between the iser ono and the kiyum hamekach, and a tarti de sasri between the iser ono and the shem tashlumen. In other words, if it's a shtus, there's no tarti de sasri between the iser ono and the shem kiyum hamekach. But there is a tarti de sasri between the shem iser ono and the shem tashlumen. So the tashlumen has to be rectified.
Why is there that difference? Factually, that's true.
You mean why?
Yeah, is there an inherent significance to this?
In other words, they're both usher.
They're both usher, but one is more egregious. So one attacks the Shem Kiyum HaMekach. The other one attacks the Shem Tashlumen.
What do you mean the Shem Tashlumen?
Yeah. In other words, it's not a valid Tashlumen. So you have to adjust the Tashlumen.
What's not that one's more than Shus, it's not a valid Tashlumen?
No, more than Shus.
You mean the sale price?
The whole Shem Mekach is in jeopardy.
The intrinsic right. Mekach.
So. Okay. The whole Kiyum, there's Tashlumen, no, no, the Kiyum
Mekach. So therefore the Kiyum Mekach is completely... The Shem Kiyum Mekach is completely nullified.
Okay.
But if it's what? A shtus,
okay.
It doesn't endanger the Shem Kiyum HaMekach.
Okay.
But what it does endanger is the Shem Tashlumen.
What do you mean,
this amount is not a valid Tashlumen for this object.
Doesn't that have to do with the whole Chalos Kenyan?
No. Chalos Kenyan took place a long time ago, there was a Chalos.
Just the
Tashlumen.
According to Hilchus. Oh no, it's not a valid Shem Tashlumen. So the Shem Tashlumen requires an adjustment. You have to understand it. That's the basic breakthrough, I think, that we made before. That there's a difference between the Chalos Kinyan and between the Iser Ono, which is a Tarti de Sasri because of the Shem Iser with the Kiyum HaMekach. So the Shem Iser could be sometimes a Tarti de Sasri with the Shem Kiyum HaMekach. But sometimes the Shem Iser is not a Tarti de Sasri with the Shem Kiyum HaMekach, it's a Tarti de Sasri with the Shem Tashlumen. So this is the Tashlumen is no good. So you have to readjust the Tashlumen.
Does that answer Shmuel?